Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Beitza, Milv explaining Halacha Aleph, and in the Arzbar Tzuris Daf is on the bottom line of Yuchas Amar Aleph with the words of Kahanu Breid Ruchia, and the Arzbar Tzuris Daf is at the top of Chaf Amar Aleph, and today's Daf sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarbas Yakim Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And so we're learning about the Isser of cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, that's if Yontif is on Friday, and we learned that one possibility of being able to do this is Erev Tav Shilin. Another suggestion the Mishnah made was that a person could just cook on Yontif for Yontif, and if he has leftover, those extras could be used for Shabbos. So the Gemara tells Rav Kahanu Breid Ruchia, as long as he doesn't make a trick and he's not dishonest, if he doesn't need food for Yom Tif, he's not allowed to make food and say, oh, maybe guests are going to come along, and so I'm going to need this food for today, even though he knows that he really doesn't need it for Yom Tif, and it's pretty obvious he's cooking for Shabbos, so in that situation, it would not be allowed. Now, where it tells us, Masnisa to Rav Shimon Elazar, the Mishnah is like Rav Shimon Elazar. Now, this is not referring to our Mishnah, it's referring to something that we're going to be bringing in a moment. Now, this sheet of Rav Shimon Elazar is regarding baking something on Yom Tif, specifically shepherds who are out there with their sheep, and they want to make some sort of dough, which is called Isas Klovim. It's a dough of sorts that the dogs eat. However, there were times that the shepherds themselves would eat from this dough, so it's allowed to be made on Yom Tov according to Rav Shimon Elazar, even though for the most part it's eaten by dogs. Since some of it's going to be eaten by the shepherds, that's okay. So like when it tells us, Tani, we have a braisa, ain't oisim Yom Tov matzah Yom Tov. A person's not allowed to make something on Yom Tov and have it for matzah Yom Tov. And we have a little bit of a gears of change over here. The next two words are switched out for the word aval, m'malohi isha k'deir basar, aval pisha ino echoy mena el chaticha achas. On Yom Tov, a woman is allowed to fill up an entire pot full of meat, even though she's only going to be eating one piece. And as well as the same tircha, all you have to do is put the pot on the flame, and so it doesn't make a difference if there's one piece in it or 100. So that would be permitted on Yom Tov, even though the rest is going to be left over for afterwards. And similarly, kokum shel chamin, an entire pot of water is allowed to be boiled on Yom Tov, aval pi she'en eshay se'men el kais echad, even though a person's only going to be drinking one cup from it. Aval pas, but when it comes to bread, ina oifa el tzarcha, she's only allowed to bake what she needs. That's because each loaf of bread is its own thing. So if she only needs one loaf, she can't bake 10 of them because the other 9 are extra, and that's not necessary for Yom Tov. However, Tani Rav Shimon Elazar says, Mimalahi Isha Satan or Pas, a woman could fill up the entire oven with bread, even though she only needs one loaf. Mimalisha Pas Yafe Bishasha Taner Mali. That's because bread bakes better when the oven is full, the heat has less place to dissipate, and therefore the one loaf that she needs is going to bake better if she has a full oven worth of challah as opposed to just one little loaf, and therefore would be permitted. Now, Darsh Rav Huna, Kadosh Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Huna Darshan, like Rav Shimon Elazar said, and Darsh Rav Yechon, Litivrai, Kadot Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Yechon Darshan for people of Tveria, like Rav Shimon Elazar, we have a slight issue that arises. Havadarsh Lahain Lahalacha. He was just darshaning for them Lahalacha, which means he was saying that theoretically this is the Halacha. But they would think to themselves that this is the practical thing that could be done, not just that they were learning an interesting Halacha, but that actually this is what they were able to do. And in Lashon of the Gemara, this is called Halacha Ve'in Myron Kane, that this is the official Halacha, but we don't actually passing like this in practicality Lamaisa. Now, this is why you may rather those that say that he darshan for them that they're actually allowed to act like this. So also in Rishon Leh, they came and they asked him, what did you mean? Was this just for the limud shabbai? You're saying that this is technically the halacha, but it's ein myron kain, or are you saying that we are actually allowed to do this? Evidarsh lahain lahalacha, he darshan for them just lahalacha, but not lamaisa. And then chazav darsh lahain, the next year he darshan for them again, avol yadin in lahalacha in la'ivda. They didn't know if he was just saying this lahalacha or if he was saying this lamaisa as well. And Amar Rav Brazavdi, that hayu ravavo kadar shimon elazar ravo paskin, meaning that one can act like this according to Rav Shimon Elazar. And we continue discussing, the Gemara tells us, Eruv Tav Shilin Kachin, this is how one's supposed to go about Eruv Tav Shilin, Noitel Pas Kebeitza, he takes bread the size of a beitza, v'tavshil kezayis, and a cooked dish the size of a zayis, at least, v'aymer, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem v'chulu, meaning Baruch Atah Hashem v'kinam al-chaylam, asher kitshanum tzayisa v'tzivanu al mitzvahs Eruv, and then umasne, he makes a tenai, a stipulation, v'aymer, and he says, b'dein yehei shari lon la'fuil v'shulei miyam tef l'chaveiroi, miyam tef l'shabbes, but this is permitted for us to bake and cook from Yom Tov for the next one, meaning from the first day of Yom Tov to the next one, and from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Lee for me, that's the person who's doing it, he says this for himself, and for those who are relying on this Eruv, ad matzah Yom Tov Achron, all the way until the last day of Yom Tov, such as the beginning of Pesach or Sukkot, this Eruv Tav Shilin works for the entire thing. Now we just have a qualification, ad matzah Yom Tov Achron, it has to be this Eruv is guarded, meaning we have to make sure that we still have it by the last day, but if it was eaten or lost, then he has to make a brand new Eruv on the last day. Now, Rechia says, B'shem B'yechron, Sarach Loimar, he has to say as follows, Alive al Mishalai Erev. Instead of saying the Lashon that we mentioned before of Li, Ulamisha Samchan al Erev Zeh, he uses this Lashon of Alai on me or for me and on those who did not make an Erev. In other words, according to Rechia B'shem B'yechron, his Erev Tavshilin is including people who forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, so he's making it for them. Another din, Harishalai Erev, let's say a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, Acherim She'ervu, other people that did make an Erev Tavshilin, Mutarin Lasis Loi, Mishalai. Shalai, they can make food for him from his own food. So let's say Reuven forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, he can bring his food or his raw ingredients over to Shimon's house, and Shimon can make that food for him. However, Reb Zrikon says, B'shem Reb Zeira, B'mezaka lahen mishalai, it has to be that he's mezaka to them. He has to give it to them that now it's theirs. It can't be that Reuven's food is being cooked by Shimon. Do you like Cain? Because if you don't say this, Nimtzu Eisen lemishalai, turns out they're making him his food, and his food is not allowed to be cooked. The same way he can't cook his own food, his food also has some sort of knas on it that it can't be cooked, and that's why he has to give his food to the other person, and only then it's allowed to be made. Now, what about the following? He didn't make an Eruv, and others didn't make an Eruv for him either, so there's no Eruv. But it's Erev Shabbos, and he doesn't have food for Shabbos, so what's allowed to be done? Rav Yitzchak says, that they're allowed to fry a fish for him. He can even technically do this himself, and that's because it's called Kedei Chayov. He needs to eat something on Shabbos, so they can make the most minimal amount for him, or he can make it for himself, and that's permitted. You have to sum it off on the top. Rav Chanan Amar, he says, they can make hot water for him, and Shmuel Amar, he says, someone could light a candle for him, and Tani Rav Chiya, he teaches, someone could fill up a barrel of water for him and light a candle for him, and that's because all these are considered Kidei Chayov. And Maisa, there's a story, there was a person who was madir his son to learn, which means he made a neder that he's not allowed to derive any benefit from his son because he wanted his son to be completely involved in learning, and that would basically prevent his son from being able to help him out at all. And Ubama is lefnei Rabbi Yisrael ben Chalafta, the story came from Rabbi Yisrael ben Chalafta, and v'hitur loy l'malis loy chavis shalmayim v'l'hadaklai saner, he allowed the son to fill up a barrel of water and to light a candle for his father, and that's because that's not even considered tircha, it's not like doing anything for him, it's such a simple act, it's not like his father's benefiting from him. Now we have another story, Rabbi Rabba Ola Beisai, Rabbi Rabba went to his house, and Amr Lay, they told him, Anshin Ma'arva, we forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. So Amr Lay, he asked them, is hachat lefchin min esmael, is there lentils left over from yesterday, meaning from before Yom Tov? Amr Lay, and they said yes. And so he said, okay, fine, not a problem, that could be used as our Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara attempts to derive three different things from what Rechi Rabba just said. Number one, Hadah Amr, this tells us, afilu min echad, that even if he only has one min, one type of Tavshil, that's efficient for Erev Tavshilin. So all he did was ask them for lentils. Says the Gemara, not a raya, it's very possible that ishava behind Turadin, that there was beets in it, because it's very common to mix beets with lentils, and therefore it's possible there's actually two cooked dishes. Another thing we attempt to learn from here is Hadah Amr, this tells us, afal pi she'ein ben kezayis, even though there isn't a kezayis in the Erev Tavshilin, that's also okay, because he asked them if there was lentils left over from yesterday, and pashtos, there wasn't anything significant left over, there was probably just a little bit, and that's not a kezayis. Still we see it's valid. Says the Gemara, not a raya, because it's very possible that ishava behind shira, that there was a shir, that there was at least a kezayis, so there's no raya from there. And attempt number three of what we can learn from here is Hadah Amr, this tells us that ain tzarich l'hasnois, one doesn't have to make a tanai. We had learned before that when a person makes their Erev Tavshilin, they have to make the stipulation and they have to officially state that this is my Erev Tavshilin and I'm going to be using it on Yom Tov to cook for Shabbos. And over here, seemingly that wasn't done because he had showed up and he asked them, oh, do we have lentils from yesterday? Great, not a problem. That's our Erev Tavshilin and no tanai was made. Once again, says Gemara, not a raya. Amr Chizr Chizr says, tanai ha'yoloi the Reb Chiya Gadol. It's very possible the Reb Chiya Hagadol had made a tanai. He had made a stipulation before coming home that if they forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, then whatever food we have in our house is going to be used as that Erev Tavshilin, so we wouldn't have a riot for this either. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.